From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Giabi Lee reporting. Authorities in Greece say thousands of migrants camped near Athens have 2 weeks to move to army-built refugee camps. The warning issued Thursday came as nearly a third of the 52,000 migrants stranded in Greece are refusing to move to organized shelters. They remain camped out at the port of Piraeus and at the northern city border with Macedonia. Piraeus is an important site for the Greek tourism industry. The Vatican is confirming Pope Francis will meet with refugees on the Greek island of Lesbos on April 16th, a highly symbolic show of solidarity as the European Union begins deporting migrants back to Turkey. The Vatican said Thursday Francis had accepted an invitation to visit by the spiritual leader of the world's Orthodox Christians, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, and the Greek president. Bahrain's foreign minister said Iran needs to change its foreign policy in the region. In a Thursday appearance with visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Khalid bin Hamid Al Khalifa said Iran needs to devote as much effort to its neighbors as it did to securing the nuclear agreement with the United States and five other countries. Kerry added, Iran must deal with its own internal divisions.
The aspirations expressed by some people in Iran to be able to build a better relationship in the region and with the world is in fact the direction that Iran would like to go in. But the test of that is going to be in what Iran itself chooses to do in the days and weeks and months and years ahead. Clearly, there is a difference of opinion within Iran itself.
This is VOA News. Growing political differences are emerging once again between Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu as the country faces increasing challenges at home and abroad. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The Turkish military crackdown on the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, has become the focal point of growing differences between the president and prime minister. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu opened the door to a resumption of peace talks with the PKK if it withdrew its forces from Turkey. That drew a swift rebuke from President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who ruled out talks, saying the rebels either had to surrender or be killed. When the Prime Minister voiced concern over the controversial pre-trial detention of academics who organised a petition for a resumption of peace talks with the PKK, Erdogan again contradicted Davutoğlu. Why shouldn't academics be detained? Erdogan asked, openly challenging the Prime Minister. Turkey should consider stripping supporters of terrorism of their citizenship. Carnegie Institute visiting scholar Sinan Ülgen says the divisions expose a deepening power struggle.
In Turkey, constitutionally, the prime minister has executive authority, but we are now witnessing a governance where the president himself has taken the initiative to speak on almost all executive matters. So it's unavoidable that we see, and we shall continue to see, these type of differences of opinion emerging. But so far, Erdogan continues to dominate the political agenda.
Erdogan retains an iron grip on the ruling AKP and the loyalty of many ministers in Davutoğlu's government. Western diplomats increasingly talk of Davutoğlu as a voice of moderation, which observers say is only likely to infuriate Erdogan further. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
NATO is preparing to step up its responses to the Islamic State and Russia's involvement in Ukraine. At a forum in Washington, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said a strong NATO is a safeguard for the future.
NATO is not seeking a confrontation with Russia. We will avoid a new Cold War. Actually, we are striving for a more cooperative and constructive relationship with Russia. But we believe that we have to be strong, we have to be firm, we have to be predictable to establish the basis for a political engagement and dialogue with Russia.
Later, speaking to VOA's Serbian service, Stoltenberg said he expects the Islamic State to remain a challenge for some time. I'm Giabi Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.